Farm leaders remain hopeful. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Well, it is great to be here in what I understand has become the new buzzword to describe your state, freeze-dried, right? You have had quite a year.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johann speaking this week at the Tennessee Farm Bureau President's Conference in Franklin. And despite the now three weather extremes, the freeze, the drought, and the heat that farmers have faced this year, there's still always optimism. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch.
You know, our farmers, they're really strong. They have a strong faith. I think they turn to that faith a lot of times when they're in difficult situations like this drought that we're having, and the attitude was just great. And as long as we can have that kind of attitude in our farm community, we're going to be all right.
Now, besides hearing from the Secretary of Agriculture and attending other informative breakout sessions, for many of the producers at the conference, it was good to just get away from the farm for a couple of days. Hamlin County farmer Phil Austin.
This is a good opportunity to spend a little time away from the farm and see some people I've met through Farm Bureau. And it's interesting to compare situations.
Austin says the drought has eased somewhat in northeast Tennessee, but at the other end of the state, Tipton County farmer James Reeves says the dry, hot weather has still got a strong grip.
I believe this is just about as dry as I've ever seen it. I really do. We've had some years where you forget how dry it is, but I don't remember any year that's been this dry for this long.
And Reeves and many other farmers across the state are concerned for the lack of hay for their livestock. Supplies have been decimated by the freeze and the drought, but there's still hope among these producers that somehow they'll get through these weather extremes. Over 500 farm leaders attended the Farm Bureau President's Conference. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.